We are interrupting regularly scheduled programming to bring you the Hanes Glacier Bears girls game in Metlakatla, broadcast by KYMR in Metlakatla with local announcers, and tape delayed for you here in Hanes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wellington McGilton giving it over to Smith. Smith with that top, kicks it over to Wellington McGilton, who tries putting it up for three. But the ball is knocked away by Bradford.
Good defense there.
Yes, it was. Smith with the ball now, tries driving in, but a foul is called. And on number four, that
Bradford.
Will be Bradford's first one of this quarter. All right, Tanisha Nelson now waiting to inbound the ball for the Mischief. Inbounds it to James, apparently she had lost it, so now the ball will be going to the Glacier Bears. Lady Glacier Bears, sorry. Swinton inbounds the ball to Bradford. Bradford kicks it back to Swinton. Oh, wow. I got that mixed up. Sorry. Bradford actually loses the ball. Wellington McGilton getting the steal. Passes it over to Smith. Kicks it out to James. James bringing it back to the top. Gives it to Wellington McGilton for three. He's barely missing it. Rebounded by Bradford. Bradford now driving the ball down. Stolen by James. Gives it over to Wellington McGilton. Ball being brought down, still with Wellington McGilton. Smith now with the ball, putting up a dream shake. Rebounded by Adrena Hayward. And then given over to Nelson, put it up for two. No good. Taken now by Swinton. We were thinking the same thing.
Exactly. Swinton with the shot, up and no good.
Rebounded by Autumn Groves.
Puts it back up again for two, so
I'm honestly quite surprised that she is not starting, because
yeah.
She was actually her team's lead scorer last night.
That'd be a good one off the bench there. So
Smith kicks the ball over to Nelson, who tries giving it to Hayward, who almost loses it. Kicks it back over to Nelson, who puts it up for an easy two. No good. Bradford with the rebound. Bradford trying to get past Smith, and she. I can't really describe what happened.
Yeah, that was a charge. She was sitting there. Smith was coming in there, and she just kind of laid into her and knocked her out of the floor. So Smith got knocked down with the offensive charged against her. So
Bradford, sorry. I was trying to think of her name. Yep, Bradford with the charge.
So that's the second one and fourth team foul against them. 12, 11, 21 left in the second quarter. It's like Crager's coming in.
Smith inbounding the ball, or... to Hayward, who gives it back. Sorry. Smith kicking the ball over to Taylor Nelson, that is. Now giving it to Wellington McGilton at the top. Wellington McGilton tries kicking over to Smith, who catches it, puts it up still anyways. Almost loses it, gets her own offensive board. She's waiting at the top, trying to develop a play, I believe.
Called a traveler against her, so there'll be another turnover for the Mitchies. So 5:51, 12:11. And
Mischiefs are up by one.
Yep.
Haynes, he's
taking out the ball.
Segan inbounds it to Swinton. Shout out to anybody in Haynes who is listening.
Lyle's listening up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Swinton with the ball at the top gives it over to Segan. Segan with it at the top, trying to look at what to do, gives it over to... I did not see her switch in Sager.
Swinton put that up, but she got fouled there.
Wow, sorry. I looked away for a second, and I did not see all that happen. I need to get more organized with this.
That would take quite a bit of work to do your stats and play-by-play as well.
Yeah, I can't do Lyle's job.
He's an awesome one at that. So, there was Andrina Hayward, and Swinton's up for the shot, no good. Just off the back of the rim, and it looks like number 13, Zanhel, will be checking back into the ball game
for Stegan. Never mind. Oh, yep. Wait. No. Okay. I thought another substitution was happening. She kind of looked like
she
was
coming in, yeah. I was waiting with her second shot.
What's Lyle's last name?
I don't remember. She puts it up.
Swinton makes her second free throw.
Tying up the ball game. So here we go with Wing getting ready to check into the ball game, too.
Smith now bringing the ball down. I hope he likes my announcing. Nelson with the ball at the left now. She kicks it in to Smith. Smith trying to drive in. And loses it. Ball is technically thrown by Gross. Gross gives it over to Swinton. Swinton kicks it over to Larson. Larson with the ball up top gives it back to Swinton at the right corner, right wing, not corner. Ball is stolen by Smith. Smith puts it up for two. No, good.
No fear by Smith. Just takes Swinton right up there.
She gets her own offensive board, kicks it over to Warrington to Gelson for three. And yes, that will count as a three.
15-12, 4:46 left in the half.
Gross with the ball now. Gives it over to Swinton. Sorry to cut you off like that.
That's right.
Swinton with the ball at the top. So 15-12, Miss Chiefs are up by three. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in this half. Larson with the ball at the top now. Gross with the ball at the top of Payne. Puts it up to two. No good. Is fouled on the shot by number 10, Taylor Nelson.
Taylor Nelson, yeah. So what had happened there was Kaylee was trying to come out there, and she put up there. She got knocked over, and Swinton almost dropped right down on her. Saved herself and, you know, saved everybody from getting hurt out there. But Gross would be at the line there with just two shots.
Let's see. Okay, there's her name.
Gross putting up the first one, and in and good. So that'll be 13-15. Miss Chiefs up on top.
Gross getting ready for her second free throw attempt.
And Wing got to check in there as well.
Gross, good on her second free throw. The only person she has not scored more than as was Swinton. Smith now bringing the ball down. Smith with the ball, tries kicking in to Hayward to put it up for an easy two.
Wide open, Hayward right up underneath there. You didn't think that would happen with all these things. They were very tall.
Yep, Swinton bringing the ball down now. Tries kicking out way over the carrier, but it goes out of bounds.
Swinton a little bit shaken up there by the pressure of the mischief causing the turnover. And timeout. Yep, timeout. Coach Brittany, I'm trying to get him calmed down out there. So that'll be mischief's ball when he comes back from timeout. So, quite interesting to have a game on a Monday and Tuesday this week. They kind of throw you off today. Did you say yesterday, today was like a Saturday or so?
Not really. I kind of, I don't know. I mean, yeah, a little bit.
The top. Swinton giving the ball over to Wing, sorry. But almost stolen by Smith, but accidentally let it go out of bounds. Covert waiting to sub in for the Haynes Glacier Bears. She's subbing in for Autumn Groves. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left in this quarter, or in this half. Zanow with the ball, kicks it over to, Krager. But the ball is stolen by Wellington McGilton. Ball is given way down to Smith, who tries putting it up, 1-on-4. Fouled by, I'll have to wait for the officials. A foul on Zanow, her third team foul, third foul. This is going to sound a little weird, but I'm actually doing better on keeping track of the fouls and the points while doing the play-by-play at the same time. Anyways, Taylor Nelson now inbounding the ball to Hayward, who puts it up for an easy two. Again, Drina Hayward for an easy two. Swinton trying to inbound the ball, but accidentally loses the ball. Ball will now be going with the Miss Chiefs. Wellington McGilton waiting to inbound the ball. Passes it into Smith. Smith at the top now, letting a play develop for the mischief. Given over to Wellington McGilton, who dribbles past Bradford and Cowart, Wing puts it up to no good. Rebounded by Stewart, kicked out to Swinton. Swinton still driving down, puts it up for two, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Nelson. Given over to Wellington McGilton. Wellington McGilton now driving the ball down. Wellington McGilton with the ball.
Now inbounding the ball. Sire's giving it to Smith, but stolen by Stewart. Sorry about that. There's just a lot of things going on right now. Technical difficulties. Swinton bringing the ball down. And I have a feeling I'm missing someone's score. Sorry. Swinton giving the ball over to Wing, giving it back to Swinton for two. No good. Rebounded by, well, no one. It goes out of bounds, going with mischiefs.
A little bit of technical difficulty to fix that real quick.
Yeah. All right, so the score is 19-14. Mischiefs still up. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in this half. Smith now bringing the ball down. Smith gives the ball over to Nelson. Taylor Nelson, that is. Taylor Nelson driving in a little bit, gives it off to Wellington McGilton. Wellington McGilton passing in to Hayward. Hayward kicks it back to Smith, into Smith. Spiegan with a steal. And then a foul on, let's see here, where is Spiegan? Okay, there's Spiegan. Sorry, I was trying to look at this. Rebounds, steals, blocks, assists.
There you go, there you go. You're going to be one of the best callers in there. I heard you want to go to look into college for doing this as well. So
yeah, I know.
That's awesome. Come back and eat each class.
Nelson, Tanisha Nelson, inbounds to Wellington McGilton for an easy two. Swinton bringing the ball down, gives it to Wing, who gives it to, sorry, Spiegan. Spiegan with the ball, passes it back to Swinton. Swinton putting it over to Carter, puts it up to two. That is good. So far, it seems that with the Glacier Bears, that they either give it to Swinton or they give it to one of their taller players.
Yeah, they seem to be taking advantage of the height advantage that they have over the Mischiefs.
Yep. Smith passing it over to Milne for two. No good. Rebounded by Kohler. Kohler showing just how tall she is. Really boxing out. And is that, I'm sorry, I forgot what that means.
That was out of bounds, yeah. So the
caller
stepped on the line.
Okay.
So there was a no call there with the collision there, and then she was stepping out of bounds, so that turned over the ball.
Smith giving the ball over to Milne, kicks it into Wellington McGilton, he just barely misses it. Kohler with the rebound. Kohler giving the ball over to Swinton. Swinton driving down. 35 seconds left now. 40 seconds left, actually. Swinton drives in, puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Wellington McGilton. Ball still with Wellington McGilton. Gives it off to Smith. Wellington McGilton not looking very happy.
It's like Stewart got a little shaken up in there. His coach is getting ready to send somebody in here for trying to see what she's doing.
Smith driving, getting past the defense. Dana Hayward cutting out for two, but barely missing. Stewart lifts the rebound, kicks it out to Spiegan, who gives it back to Swinton. Yep, Swinton putting up a three with the final seconds remaining. Kohler trying to put it up for two, but is fouled by Jana Hayward.
1.6 seconds left, and sending her to the line, looks like.
I didn't miss a. Okay, I know what I missed now. I didn't miss a score. I missed a foul.
Yep. So 1.6 seconds left. We got a substitution coming in and canceling out, saying 1.6 seconds left. So that might have been for Stewart, actually. A little shaken up out there. The ball goes up.
Carr putting up her first free throw. It is good.
One of the things that they did change this year is that as soon as the ball is released from the shooter's hand on the free throw, they can break that plane, so there's no more line violation there.
Oh, so instead of when it hits the rim, it's when it leaves their hand?
Yes,
okay.
It leaves their hand, just like international rules.
Yep, in the actual rules.
International rules.
Oh, I thought you said the actual.
Make Kohler it a
second
one,
yeah? Yep, Kohler, 2-for-2, that one. Smith trying to put up a kind of...
Broadcast of Haines Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS. The Parts Place, supporting Glacier Bear Basketball since 1986, and open year-round on 3rd Avenue at 766-2940. The Haines Booster Club, made up of businesses, parents, and fans who support school activities for Haines students. More information about becoming a booster at 766-3885. The Captain's Choice Motel, locally owned and operated with views of the Upper Lynn Canal and daily maid service. The Captain's Choice at 766-3111. Bigfoot Auto Services, a central boiler dealer, offering Napa Auto Parts on the Haines Highway at 766-2458. Olrud's Market Center and Alaska Sport Shop, offering groceries, clothing, and outdoor gear on Main Street at 766-2441, supporting Glacier Bear basketball for over 40 years. White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, with groundwork, road building, and snow plowing on FAA Road in Haines at 766-3887. Good luck, Bears, all the way. Lutac Lumber, serving do-it-yourselfers and professional builders in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan since 1986. Lutac Lumber on Beach Road and at 766-2700. Go Glacier Bears! Hauser's IGA, supporting the community we all live in. And Southeast Road Builders, a local contractor for driveway, road construction, and foundation work at 766-2833. Southeast Road Builders, supporting Glacier Bear basketball in Haines.